Suspicious payments, including some disguised as donations, flowed to a company owned by the now Johannesburg mayor, Jeff Makubo, and to the ANC. Months before and after a JSE-listed company, EOH, landed major contracts with the city, Makubo was Treasurer General of the ANC Greater Johannesburg Region at the time. He was also Finance MMC. These events, of course, taking place between 2014 and 2016. That's the evidence that emerged at the State Capture Inquiry. We are now joined by the President of Action SA and the former Mayor of Johannesburg, Herman Mashaba. A very good morning to you, Mr. Mashaba. This is no surprise to you, no doubt. This is some of what you've been saying you found when you came to the city of Johannesburg.
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to the listener, to our listeners. Bongani, this is the tip of an iceberg. I think you remember since I took over the city of Johannesburg, uncovered 34 billion rands worth of corruption cases over 6,000 cases. And in most of those cases, Jeff Makubo was the mastermind of all these activities. And every time when I brought it to the attention of society, I was vilified, called names. But fortunately enough, I had no choice, and I could not really be complicit to seeing public monies being looted in this fashion and be expected not to really bring to the attention of society.
The ENS investigation we heard focused largely on two major IT contracts, right, in the city, both of them awarded in 2016, and it's all around implementing a SAP software, right? One for 64 million rand, another one for 404 million rand. If we talk about what this was meant to do for the residents of the city, what did you find when you came into office?
Well, when I came into office, I discovered that Jeff Makubo was basically literally working for the Guptas than the city of Johannesburg was. Actually brought in, you remember in 2011, Park Stau brought him in as the MMC of Finance, but he did not really play the role of MMC of Finance for the city of Johannesburg. He was planted by the Guptas to represent their interest. And I can assure you, they looted the state coffers at the rate that is actually quite worrying. And that is why you're aware, I think about a month ago, I've already launched private prosecutions because unfortunately our law enforcement agencies have been reluctant the last 3 years to pursue cases that are as clear as they like for them to pursue.
You scrapped the Josie at Work program in 2017. Can you tell us some details, just jolt our memories as to why you made that decision?
Well, that program was wrong and evil in so many respects. Where firstly, it was the program for ANC to reward ANC card-carrying members. Firstly, but secondly, it was such an exploitative system where our poor, vulnerable people looking for jobs. Firstly, they have to have ANC card members, and also going to an extent, some of them having to, even if you're an ANC card member, you still have to buy this job from this ANC cadres. But you can imagine the exploitative nature of this, because majority of the money used to go to the ANC cadres. As much as you're an ANC card carrying, you get this what's so-called job opportunity. But the big percentage of the funds used to really go to the tender prenier and eventually to the ANC. Our people exploited at a rate that I can tell you even HFO would not have imagined how to exploit a human being.
And then, of course, you mentioned the Guptas, Regiments Capital, that financial services company also deeply implicated in state capture, a beneficiary of contracts with the city of Johannesburg, and some of that money flowed into Makubo's accounts, we understand.
And the ANC, yes. And I even brought this to the attention of the president of the country. I brought it in writing to Ace Magashule last year already to say, please, our law enforcement agencies are refusing to attend to those matters. Can you, as an ANC, I believe you've got an integrity commission, can you assist us in this regard? And both the president and the Ace Magashule have not even had the decency to even acknowledge the receipt of my letters.
So what does this mean? I mean, when we talk about service delivery failures in the city of Johannesburg, infrastructure that hasn't been maintained or that might be crumbling, water shortages, electricity power cuts, potholes on the roads, refuse collection issues, I can go on and on and on. What does it mean in terms of its impact on the real lived experiences of residents in Johannesburg?
Yeah, you can imagine when you have public servants with a sole focus of looting public resources, limited ones for that matter. You can imagine where every day when they go out to work, I mean, there's just no way that you're going to get any service. I mean, these two gentlemen, Jeff McCoo and Pakistan, in 2016, over and above everything that they were stealing, you had in the Zondo Commission, and that was the tip of an iceberg. Over and above, still officially took over 300 million rands from the city to promote themselves. So remember in 2016, they were in every billboard, on every radio station, every 5 minutes, talking about that world-class African city. And I remember actually at one time going to the IEC during the campaign to go and raise concern about this, that the city is crumbling, the infrastructure is crumbling. In the meantime, why are these people spending so much money or taxpayers' money? At the time, I didn't know how much, but when I went in, 300 million rands. And at the same time, these guys were focused on international travel. I think they were living more overseas than in South Africa.
Herman Mashaba there, the former Johannesburg mayor, president of Action SA. It's important to note, of course, Jeff Makubo is due to testify at the State Capture and Commission of Inquiry himself tomorrow. So he'll deal, no doubt, with some of the evidence that has emerged so far. But that's the context of what Herman Mashaba says he found, dovetailing with what we heard at the State Capture Commission yesterday.